What is China selling to the Taliban?
At the moment, the Chinese are selling some fairly advanced equipment to the Taliban. One good piece of equipment is the HN5. This is a man-portable surface-to-air missile, very similar to the Russian SA-7 Grail. It has some improvements that have been modified by the Chinese, of course, in a classic format. The Chinese are very well known for taking weapon systems that are reliable, upgrading them, modifying them, and, of course, selling them without a license. The HN5 is quite capable of bringing down helicopters, small transport aircraft, even going after combat aircraft such as jet fighters. So there is some worry. We already know that they have supplied a large number of these man-portable surface-to-air missiles to the Taliban, in addition to some fairly low-tech type of equipment like the RPG-7, which they have improved. There is some indication that they may have also supplied the Taliban with what is referred to as a fuel-air munition. There is a shoulder-launched version of this fuel-air munition. Basically, instead of a standardized explosive, the device is designed to shoot a shell into a room or bunker or facility, release very quickly a explosive mist and detonate it. The fuel-air munition type of system, of course, is quite capable of leveling an entire building in comparison.
Actually, fuel-air explosions, if they're big, are rated right up there next to nuclear explosions, aren't they?
The original fuel-air munition, yes. It was something on the order of 6,000 to 7,000 pounds, better known as the cheeseburger in the military vernacular, used during the Vietnam War to actually not to knock out enemy locations, but more or less to level whole areas of jungle so they could turn them into landing zones.
Right.
BLU unit, better also known as Big Blue, was generally rolled out the rear end of a C-130 on a pallet with a parachute, would detonate itself at a relatively low altitude above a target. And, of course, it was an extremely large explosive. Well, the fuel-air munition has actually been improved with electronics and miniaturized into the form of a hand-portable type of system, very similar to an RPG-7. It's a large, extended kind of rocket. Instead of exploding on contact, it's designed to be shot through a window or through a fragile area into a building, where the mist is therefore dispersed inside a confined space and then detonated.
Wow. Why are the Chinese doing this? In other words, I guess I'm asking what their motives are. Political motives? Are they economic motives? Why would they want to upset us, as in the U.S. or the West, by selling to the Taliban?
The Chinese actually were one of the main suppliers to the Taliban, and I think we probably should have taken a warning. After the invasion of Afghanistan and the Taliban government had been ejected, the Taliban foreign minister and their defense minister ended up in Beijing. There were a number of publications with the PRC's foreign minister and the Taliban foreign minister making statements. The Chinese, in essence, view our presence in Central Asia as competition, and therefore it's kind of a natural political reaction for them to supply weapon systems to an insurgency that they see where they could pin us down. The flip side to that is, of course, as you well pointed out, the Chinese military, you can think of it as PLA Inc., the People's Liberation Army Incorporated. It's pretty hard for them to turn down good money. The Taliban does have good money in the form of extensive opium trade, so they can actually come forward with multi-million dollar purchases. And that's, again, not too unusual for the Chinese Army Incorporated to step forward and say, okay, we'll supply you. What do you want?
Are the Chinese doing this directly with the Taliban, or is there an arms dealer or an intermediary seeing to it that this gets done?
The primary intermediary was the Iranians. They actually approached the Chinese originally and made the request that the Taliban were in desperate need of some more advanced equipment to face off with the Western and NATO forces in Afghanistan. The Chinese not only agreed to supply some of this equipment, but they've actually gone so far as to directly fly in shipments into Afghanistan, into Taliban-controlled areas.
Really, really?
Oh, yeah. So this is a pretty overt kind of action.
I was going to say, that's awfully overt. And it seems to me the Bush administration would be having cats and dogs.
Well, you would think, and the reality is it's dead silence at Foggy Bottom. You won't hear any reaction out of the White House. There have been statements accusing the Iranians of supplying weapons, but when it came to talking about the Chinese, it was, well, we're not sure, or we can't make any comment, or no, we're not aware of anything in particular.
Well, we're probably getting ready to face off with the Iranians anyway, so that would make sense. But I don't think we're prepared to be facing off with the Chinese.
I think it's more along the lines of certain commercial interests are stepping on the administration to make sure to emphasize the peaceful nature of our relationship with Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have a lot of economic interests, don't we?
Well, we could say Walmart. You can.
We can say a lot more than that.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of factories. If you look at how much is made, not just stuff you buy at Walmart, but almost all the way across the U.S., if you look carefully at labels, you'll find it comes from China.
Most disturbingly, many of the organizations, the companies that we're dealing with in China, are exactly the same firms that are selling these weapons. That's one of the things that kind of bothers a lot of our national security analysts. They do recognize very clearly that the Chinese military owns a large number of factories. Many of them are weapons-producing facilities, but at the same time, they also produce a wide line of commercial goods for sale here in the United States.